No. First of all, don't be sorry. I said that three times. There's nothing to be sorry about. Put it down. Put it down. But yeah, okay, you bring up an interesting example. We may have made a tactical error here. I'll just maybe put this out publicly for the first time. We used to do, in the Columbus stuff, phase one, we didn't have a four directions march. It was a confrontational thing. People came to confront the parade. And in 92, we had 2,500, 3,000, I don't know. We had mass turnout, and people were ready to go. Then we have this hiatus. But now, instead of just confrontation, we got to present an alternative, too. And that's fine. You should present the alternative if you're going to confront. So we incorporate the Four Directions March on the same day as the parade, and we got a couple thousand people, 3,000 people maybe. I don't know. Again, I don't count that well. We had a whole bunch of people. Now we've broken the Four Directions March off from the confrontation. And there's a certain logic to that, not to corrupt our alternative with what it is we're confronting. So what was the turnout at the Four Directions March this year? 2,000 people showed up to take a walk and to celebrate unity and to feel good. And the next day, when it came time for the confrontation, there were 200 people on the street. One in 10 actually took it from feel good into any kind of action. And this was not particularly significant or consequential or risky action. Newsflash. Change implies taking risk. Change implies dedication, commitment, struggle, and yeah, sacrifice. Sacrifice. You gotta be willing to invest something more than a good time and a walk in the sun. And it's not a rock concert. It's not a fashion statement. It's not a change in diet. It's not reading all the works of Jack Kerouac. It's not taking the right drugs. It's not riding bicycles instead of doing cars. It's no painless way to do the undoing of that which inflicts pain as a concomitant of its existence. And the pain doesn't go away because you avoid it. Maybe you can displace it from a position of privilege, leaving it on a child she was talking about, emblematic of all the children that suffer the burden of this system. But if you're serious in any sense at all about actually making change rather than making a progressive fashion statement, you're gonna have to do more than show up on the night when you know you can't possibly be arrested for the weighty offense of, what do they charge us with? Loitering. Wow. Heavy karma. Probably going to get us disbarred and disemployed, loitering. If you can't risk that, then stay home. Don't come celebrate. You got nothing to celebrate because nothing's going to change. The unity isn't unity, it's a party. Yeah? So we need to be bringing that Four Directions March back into the context of struggle where it belongs, which is on the Saturday when the parade occurs, if it occurs again, so that at least the people who came just to walk, just to feel good, just to pretend they're someone other than who they are, has to witness people who will do at least a little bit more. And maybe that will have a little galvanizing and transformative effect in terms of consciousness where they're willing to risk the equivalent of a parking ticket. Okay then, Jump. But did you have anything you wanted to add to that? Okay, wait a minute. There's two of us, so one response doesn't get it.
I don't know if y'all know this, but the first draft of the movie Star Wars was written by environmentalists. And it has a slightly different ending. In this version, they don't actually blow up the Death Star. Instead, what they do is they stand on the planet to be destroyed, and they hold hands or tentacles, and they sing Give Peace a Chance. And they send a CD to Darth Vader. And they also organize boycotts of any corporation on which Darth Vader is a member of the board of directors. And they also make, they have the people on the planet.
You have to be kidding.
They have people on the planet make hemp hacky sacks that they then sell to people on the Death Star to show that the planet is actually economically viable. And there's a few people who get really, really brave. And what they do is they head up to the Death Star and they chain themselves to the transporters on the Death Star. And some of the ones break off from that because they think that's too wimpy. So they break off and they head down the walls and they spray GLF, or Galaxy Liberation Front, on some of the walls. And then they head back to the planet, where of course all the people on the planet then turn them in to the Empire because they're destroying their demonstration. And then right before, it's really cool because right at the end of the movie, and well, the one problem with the plot, the way they have it, is that there's a bit too much talking and not enough action. Yeah, which, you know, that's just art imitating reality. And anyway, so then on the planet, it's really cool because right at the end, right before the planet gets blown up, you see the environmentalists all head off on a spaceship to another planet, so they all get saved. And then the very, very end of the movie is there's an article on like page 24 of the Empire Times, a little article about this big saying the planet was destroyed. And then the final shot is all the environmentalists going, "Yes, we got press."
I love it.
Okay, so the point is that